Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, we want to start this hour with the Republican frontrunners making headlines for comments they made or did not make about Muslims. Today, a Muslim group is calling for one of them to get out of the race. The first in the headlines was Donald Trump, who did not correct a man at a campaign rally who said President Obama is not from the U.S. and is a Muslim.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
Well, the right there. But later, Donald Trump said it wasn't his job to defend the president. Then Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, Chuck Todd asked retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson whether a president's faith should matter to voters. Carson said it depends on what the faith is and whether that faith is consistent with the Constitution.
So do you believe that Islam is consistent with the Constitution?
No, I don't. I do not. I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
And would you ever consider voting for a Muslim for Congress?
Congress is a different story, but it depends on who that Muslim is and what their policies are.
The Council of American Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights group in the country, called on Ben Carson today to withdraw from the primary race. Let's bring in NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, much discussion, of course, all day about what Ben Carson said. How's it being received, first of all? Because there's a debate about whether or not he was talking about what he perceived as the values of Muslims, perhaps Sharia law, a separate law, or whether he was saying someone of the Muslim faith could not or should not run for president.
Yeah, it's a little murky, but you know, Ben Carson has shot to near the top of the polls. He's in the top three in polls over the weekend. And what's fascinating about Carson in the Republican primary, you know, you look at his numbers among Republicans. He has the best favorability ratings of any Republican among the country at large. So, in other words, 40% of the country says they have a favorable opinion of him. 20% say they do not, which means about a full 40% have never heard of him or don't have an opinion on him. And among Republicans, he has a 65-10 positive rating. So, you know, I don't know if any of this will make much of a difference. I mean, you think about the Muslim population in the country being less than 1% of the population. Mm. What is important in this discussion, though, is when you have establishment Republicans, moderate Republicans, and swing voters in a general election looking for the party to be more acceptable, they don't want to hear this kind of language being used.
Well, it's very important that you get the Constitution right. People like Ted Cruz have come out and said, well, actually, we have clear instructions in the Constitution about faith, and that's the Sixth Amendment.
Well, and first you have to get kind of what Ben Carson was actually talking about, right, which is not exactly clear either. So taking him at what he's trying to figure out what he's talking about, his campaign hasn't said what part of the Constitution he's talking about when it comes to what a Muslim president would be unacceptable for. You know, I think he's talking about Sharia law, I think is what you'd mentioned. Now, of course, not all Muslims follow Sharia law within the context of the United States and how they treat women and all that. But there are a couple segments of the Constitution we should talk about. First of all, there's the First Amendment and the Establishment Clause, where it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Of course, that is very broad language. There's Article 6 in the Constitution, which Kerr had brought up and which others have talked about as well, where state and federal officials, quote, shall be bound by oath or affirmation that no religious test ever be required as a public as a qualification to any office or public trust in the United States. Now, when this idea of a separation between church and state comes up, that's when we're looking at Thomas Jefferson, a letter that he had written 10 years after the Bill of Rights was written about a wall of separation between church and state. And all of this, of course, has been argued over the last several years. In 2010, it became a flashpoint in the Delaware Senate race when Christine O'Donnell came out talking about that separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. Technically, that's correct. But when you look at what the Constitution sets forth, that's where the debate has been among constitutional scholars, saying that there clearly was supposed to be intended to be a separation.
And very, very briefly, but Domenico, does this not bring a light to Ben Carson that may also be uncomfortable for him? He is well known to evangelicals for his many for his writing, but he's a Seventh-day Adventist. And for some people, that's a faith they're unfamiliar with.
Yeah, I mean, we saw this last time around in 2012 with Mitt Romney with being Mormon, and that was a complication for him as well. And with the Pope in town, it's interesting to think back to JFK and how Catholicism back then was seen as somewhat strange as well. So we've had this through history.
Yeah, that's Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead political editor. Domenico, thanks.
Thank you.